That four-year term system would start next year. After receiving the proposals today, legislators have 60 days to act on the plan and send it to the county executive for his action. If anything survives this gauntlet, it goes to the voters in November for their action. A decade ago, voters rejected a package bill. This package includes what some are calling a revival of the old Board of Supervisors. Chairman Todd Aldinger cites what he thinks is the most important.
The one that might stand out the most is the independent redistricting commission. Erie County, if adopted, will become the second county to have completely independent redistricting. Legislators will no longer draw their own lines and choose their own voters. We want the voters to choose their politicians, not the politicians to choose their voters.
The last time the county legislature was reapportioned, the lines were drawn by an independent, Federal Judge William Scretany. The group nicknamed the Supervisors Revival would meet quarterly, made up of all the supervisors and city mayors from across the county who would vote on proposals which would have to be voted up or down by legislators. It would be weighted voting, reflecting population differences. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.